on the show this morning is Andrew Marshall from AMRP. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very well, and you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. It's a shame about the weather, though, isn't it, out there? It's not too good today, is it?
And fighting the traffic to get here, of course.
Oh, of course, that's right, because that accident in Bishop Auckland earlier on this morning. But anyway, Andrew, now, I was looking at your website last night, and quite interesting, actually, the business you run. And part of your strap line is turning empty houses into homes. Yeah, I think that is a bit of a concern to people, isn't it, do you think?
It is, yeah. I mean, housing, of course, is a huge, huge issue at the moment. We're a letting agent largely in Ferryhill, but we cover, in effect, the whole of the North East. Increasingly so, Ferryhill and Bishop and Shildon and those areas, but down as far as Darlington up to Newcastle as well.
Yeah, OK. Sorry, I'm just moving those headphones out of the way so they don't feed back. Yeah, sure. So tell me, first of all, how long have you been running your business then?
Well, I've been renting properties for 8 years, largely my own in the early years, and then the last 2 years acting as a letting agent, working for owners, managing properties in the northeast.
Right. Which areas of the northeast do you cover then? Do you cover the whole of the northeast?
Yeah, we range from sort of in the south, Darlington and Teesside, up to Newcastle.
Right,
Newcastle's sort of the most northern that we stretch at the moment. But in the main, it is, I guess, because I'm from Ferryhill and my portfolio is in Ferryhill. Ferryhill,
right.
and Bishop and Shildon are kind of our key areas.
Sure, so you actually started sort of near to home and sort of gradually spreading out, as it were.
Yeah. As an investor, I still favour the likes of Ferryhill because it's the area that I know, that I grew up in, that I know very well, so it makes sense for
sure.
me. But obviously we have investors who have properties further afield, so it makes sense for us to look after their whole portfolio.
And do you have many properties around Bishop Auckland, Eldon, Crook and that sort of area?
We have around 25 at the moment, but admittedly more each week. We are getting a lot of stock in these areas now.
I noticed on your website the way you actually recruit people is on a sort of commission basis. What's the idea behind that?
Yeah, I think it's my background as an accountant. It largely comes down to cost base, really. But yeah, we are structured a little bit differently. We're completely virtual. There is actually no office.
Right.
So we make use of technology a lot in terms of how we advertise and how we work together.
Sure.
There's six of us across the northeast, so between Darlington and Newcastle, and me sort of in the middle. And yeah, we use the technology a lot to work together because we're not sat in an office all day together. But obviously, technology allows it to happen.
Right, OK. Now, what made you want to go into properties for a living?
It was actually kind of a bit of an accident, really. In 2002, when obviously the property market was very different, and I actually lived at home at the time, but I ended up almost by accident buying a property to rent out.
OK.
At the time, on an unsecured loan, because no one would give me a mortgage, it was actually so cheap. I got a Tesco unsecured loan and bought a property to rent out.
Okay.
as it happens, 2 years later, sort of remortgaged it and then replowed the money back into further properties.
Yeah.
And it's grown and grown and grown to a point that I now have 28 properties.
So you've actually built up a property portfolio, it's called, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So I've built up my own portfolio. And then, of course, the accountant in me always said that portfolio is only of any value if it's managed very, very well, which 3 years ago was the decision I made, that if I wanted that to happen, I felt I needed my own structure and my own team to do that well. So the natural path was to in effect set up a letting agent, which is what we've done. And obviously now we provide that service to other owners from, well, across the UK, and actually there are some abroad as well. So.
Right, OK. Now, obviously, I mean, if you go up the road here to Eldon and that sort of area, there's a lot of empty properties. Why is that? Because there are a lot of people looking for homes, aren't there?
There are. It's actually something that quite frustrates me, to be honest. You're right, Eldon, and there are areas in Ferryhill and Chilton, and there are other areas in the northeast
where
there are vast oversupply of properties that I think agents in general find very difficult to let.
Why is that, do you think?
I believe it's a number of facts. Some of them are down to facilities in the areas. I guess some of these areas are historically mining areas, and perhaps the reason for people to live in those areas sadly isn't there anymore. It is something that we are putting a lot of effort into as a company. Currently advertising nationally for these areas, making it very appealing for tenants to come to us to look at these areas in terms of very appealing rents, no bonds, no cost to move in. There are some vetting, but the criteria we set in effect is free to the tenants. So for example, we'll contact the previous landlords and things, so we'll check their background in that respect, but cost-wise, okay, we make it very beneficial for them to come to those properties.
Do you think a lot of people tend to sort of move out? I mean, this area is fairly rural, really, isn't it, around this part of County Durham. Do you think a lot of people move out and into the bigger towns and cities, maybe over to Durham or Darlington or even down to York, further afield? Do you think that's one of the reasons why there are a lot of empty properties?
I think it's certainly part of it. I guess people follow work, etc., etc. I'm sure there are many, many factors. It's something that we're focusing on as a company. We genuinely believe that there are a core of people who genuinely want to be in these areas and will always stay in these areas. Mm. You know, families will always stay here. Children will move out and want properties. That customer base for us will always be there, but we're now conscious that there is oversupply of properties, hence why we genuinely believe if you go 3 hours south, there will be people whom these areas and these type of properties will be appealing. It's just now attracting them, which is something that we're spending a vast amount of time to try to do.
Now, as a local businessman, you're obviously very busy. How do you actually sort of juggle your sort of personal life with business? I mean, does business take up a lot of your time, or...?
It does, certainly over the last 2 years since set up. Like any small business, I had a plan. The points at which you can take on further staff and incur the cost is, you know, was planned and mapped out, but I knew until that point that a chunk of the burden would fall on myself. Luckily, sure. I'm pleased to say in the last few months we've hit that sort of the top of the seesaw, where I'm pleased to say I've been able to bring on more people, which has taken away a lot of pressure.
You can relax a little bit now.
Yeah, and it allows me to look at the bigger picture and work on things like I've spoke about, you know, trying to attract new tenants into some of the areas we mentioned. But we actually have quite keen on the modern apprenticeship scheme, because as an accountant, when I left school, I did a modern apprenticeship, so we've just appointed a modern apprentice in the last few weeks, and I have a further one starting next week, so I'm quite keen on using that in terms of how we grow the company. So we're bringing on younger people through apprenticeship schemes who are working with us, learning the job, and then hopefully will stay with us at the end of their apprenticeship.
How do you actually attract tenants to your properties then? I mean, obviously, you said that you do a lot online. I mean, do you also advertise in the papers and things like that? You know?
We do. We tend to do anything that any other letting agent doesn't do. I like to sort of approach things differently. It depends on the property. In this area, there are particular marketing strategies that we follow. Obviously, in Newcastle, our stock, where we have quayside flats, rent 10 times over. One advert on the internet will rent them time and time again. Okay. Here, I think you've got to get out into the community a little bit, certainly in the likes of Bishop and the Ferry Hill, the areas that we work a lot in, because I think a lot of our tenants do come from that tenant down the road's children who want to rent somewhere. It's that kind of, it's fairly local. So we've got that core base, but then we're really trying to engage with and push this, you know, there will be people from out of the area who are suitable, who would pass our criteria, who probably genuinely would like to come to County Durham. But obviously attracting them is quite a challenge.
Now, if anybody's out there, any of our listeners are looking to move into a rented property, how do they get in touch with you?
They can. There's actually a number of us sort of covering the over in the northeast. But if I was to give one contact number...
Yeah, sure, yeah, that's fine.
That would be one of my colleagues, Louise, who is working quite closely on the properties we mentioned in the Eldon, the Ferry Hill, the Chilton.
Right, areas. Okay, right, around this part of southwest Durham.
Yes, yeah, those vacant properties that, to be honest, we think we can access maybe 50, 60, maybe more, so we're really keen to find people who will be prepared to come to this area. So they could contact Louise on 07800 718 880.
Right, that's Louise's number there. You've also got a website as well. That's, is it amrp.co.uk? So
right,
people
yeah.
can look on the website.
And all the contact details,
the contact details are on the website as well, aren't they? Yeah. What about the service you offer to landlords then? Because obviously people own houses, they want to rent them out. Do you do that as well then?
We do, yeah. I mean, so the bulk of the properties that we offer are for owners who are often distant, very few are in the northeast.
Right.
We find many are in London or in some cases abroad. So in effect, we're the local contact, so we're the sole contact for the tenant. Like most agents, we're the sole contact for the tenant, and the owner will come back to us with queries, and we also coordinate a team of maintenance staff who will deal with any issues of maintenance nature that come up. So in effect, an owner can never see their property and completely leave it with us. In terms of the rental, the maintenance, the legalities, it can all just be taken care of.
We also touched on the fact that you use commission sort of people on commission to coordinate these particular areas around the northeast to look after the properties and that sort of thing. How difficult is it to find the right type of people to do that?
It has been, quite a challenge. I'm lucky now that we have a stable team who I'm pleased to say serve us and the tenants and landlords very, very well, largely through friends is where they've come from. The way the company is structured does limit the people who are interested in it as an opportunity, which is why I'm now pushing the modern apprenticeship route, because it does work for a modern apprentice. We can have someone on apprenticeship for a year, 18 months, and learn them and train them as to how we work, and then we genuinely hope that they'll stay with us.
They'll stay with you and actually take up one of these coordinator positions.
That's right,
the idea?
That's the aim.
Right, excellent. Well, Andrew, thank you very much indeed for coming in to talk to us today. Is there anything else you want to cover while we're here?
No, thank you.
No problem at all. So if anyone is looking to rent a property or any landlords out there wanting to get in touch with you, they can go onto the website.
Yeah, please
do. It's www.amrp. That's Andrew Marshall Residential Properties. That's right.
That's correct.
.co.uk. So there you go. Andrew, thank you very much indeed for talking to us today.
Thank you.
105.9 Bishop FM 20.